It's movie time with Kevin Stein.
Yay! But I have a slight correction for that intro, Kevin. It's not movie time with Kevin Stein.
Oh,
it's
I know what you're
It's movie time with Kevin and Eric Stein.
Right. How are you doing, folks?
Yeah, and Garrett Stein is also in attendance.
I know,
he's
we have
just
a huge
here.
Audience here today.
I know, I feel so popular.
A live audience.
Popular by association.
We're getting clapping in the background.
Awesome.
I love it.
So, welcome back, Kevin. It's been a week.
Yep,
welcome back, week. Eric. It's been like a couple of months since you last called in.
No, it was just a couple weeks ago, wasn't it?
I don't know.
It was a while, Eric.
When were we doing guy movies?
Oh,
that was last semester.
Last semester.
No, was it?
Uh-huh.
Yes, it was.
You did all right on that Arnold quiz.
I'm 26. I'm going senile already.
Uh-oh. What does that say for us?
That's a little early for that.
So
we do this every time.
I know. We got to do our little greetings, and then we're like, and transition.
So anyway.
Okay. So, Kevin, tell us what our topic is today.
Our topic today is it's movies that made way more than they deserve to make and movies that made way less than they deserve to make.
With a couple examples of ones that earned just right.
Yeah, I thought that was a good idea.
Whether good or bad, they earned the appropriate amount.
We separated them. So we can say these movies are right on target good. These are right on target bad.
Yes.
And Eric, chime in. He doesn't even know what's on the list.
I have no idea what's going on right now.
He'll agree
Maybe
or
we'll
disagree.
Start off and then you can argue
He's
with us.
He's a Lady in the Water fan. So he'll,
good. Thank you. High five,
hey,
long distance.
Kevin, did you have to say that on the air? Honestly.
Well, why don't we start out with that one then? I am a fan of Lady in the Water. I thought it was underrated and really good. Even though it had a little bit of the cheese factor.
A little. What kind of a qualifier is that?
Well, here's the thing.
Tell you the wrong one.
Rico from 6 Feet Under, Freddie Rodriguez. I love him from 6 Feet Under. So I'm forgiving the half his body worked out, half not, just based on his resume.
That was dumb.
I know. Well, it was funny though, and then that way he could do it.
You don't think he really worked out just that one arm, or is that just makeup?
I'm pretty sure it was just makeup. But how funny would that be? Would you do that,
if
Eric?
If he did that for training?
Would you do it if you lost a bet?
Maybe I should do it.
You should try that.
Someone should offer me some money and I'll do it.
Yeah, okay, 586-7975. Offer Eric money and he will only work out half of his body.
Well, I was thinking like De Niro put on all this weight for Raging Bull and Christian Bale lost all this weight for The Machinist, right? But what if you got a script and they said, You're gonna do a little bit of bull.
I like that idea.
I don't know.
It's a nice little compromise. Yeah. Something for everyone.
Yeah. But you shouldn't have a lot of cheesiness and humor in a suspense horror
But
movie.
it wasn't silly humor at all.
It was.
It was a fairy tale. I would say that there were some fantasy sorts of elements. I liked it, Kevin.
You can't excuse all stupidity by calling it fairy tale. I mean, not all of it was fairy tale. Some of it was just downright lame.
Kevin, don't you think you're taking this movie a little too serious?
Yeah, it started out saying this was a fairy tale for my daughters that I made up. There was no pretense that he's like, this is going to be Oscar award winning. Although he does have a very high opinion of himself, M. Night.
The downward slope that M. Night Shyamalan's been taking lately has been very, very disappointing.
Oh, the crappening? Yeah, that was terrible.
Well, and then The Village wasn't that good.
No, I love The Village.
Angie, I like The Village.
Okay, thank you. See, maybe we should have you on
Eric,
all the time.
Eric. No, Eric's not invited next time.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you the bad thing about The Village, though, that I didn't like was all of their weird language. Like, because they were trying to be all, 19th century sorts of dialect, and that was terrible.
They were supposed to be like Puritans, right?
I actually thought that part was fine. So
you thought how they talked was fine?
Yeah.
Are you being serious or sarcastic?
No.
I can't tell you on that one.
I'm totally serious.
Your face lies.
I'm not good at masking my nonverbals.
But no, I liked it. Maybe it's the Bryce Dallas Howard factor that I enjoy her, and she was in both of those. And so maybe that's why.
And then she's done nothing else, so, right? Oh, no,
no
Spider-Man 3.
Yes.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Angie, I'm really impressed with your casting knowledge on this movie.
With The Village?
Yeah.
Oh, I think
I'm like, wow.
That's why it's my show.
Okay. It's movie time with Kevin Stein.
I know, it's true. It's Stein's
But it's
too.
On Angie's regular airship. Let's
yes,
not forget
it is.
That.
It's a co-hosting responsibility.
Okay. Well, let's move through our categories.
Okay.
We've got movies that made lots of money and deserve to. I know there's one that we agree on, and that's
what's that?
The classic Star Wars.
Ooh, Episode 4.
And we have Episode 4, A New Hope. Good. We have a clip from that one.
So good.
Cue it up.
Let me go ahead and get that up for here. And while I'm queuing that up, which one is your favorite Star Wars, by the way?
Definitely Empire Strikes Back is my favorite.
Really?
I don't think there's any question that's
But
the best
I do
one.
That with the Two Towers with Lord of the Rings. That one's my favorite.
Two
Sometimes
Towers
the middle
is the worst of the three Lord of the Rings.
Dude, Legolas is like running up
Eric,
on top
what's
of
your I'd say number three Lord of the Rings is the best
one. It is
one.
Good.
And it's the only one to win an Oscar, so somebody validated my opinion there.
I don't know, guys. I just want to invite you to a good game of D&D right now. That's
is that how we're coming off?
That's how you're coming off.
Okay, let's go to the clip then. What? Where's it at? Oh, how about let me try that again. And instead of changing that volume, I'll change this one.
Okay, there we go.
Your power's a weak old man. You can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Mm, especially the sound effects. Yeah. Like, I can hear a lightsaber sound effect in my head at any given moment.
Everyone knows
so
what that
distinct.
Sounds like.
I know. It's amazing. I actually saw this really funny video. I'll have to email it to you. Or maybe we want to post it somewhere, too. Of where it was this clip of this girl who had never seen Star Wars before was telling what happens in the trilogy.
Uh-huh.
And, oh, she was so off, but so right at the same time. It was hilarious. And they had a little flash animations to reenact everything.
She never saw it, but she was describing it?
Yes.
How does that work?
It was entertaining. I'll send you the link.
Okay. I'll watch that. So, that movie made, $461 million.
Now, is that at that point in time or adjusted for inflation?
That is not adjusted for inflation, which it makes it really hard when you do that because a movie like The Dark Knight drops from number 2 to number 19.
It
when
does.
You adjust it, and movies like Sound of Music and stuff like that,
and Gone with the Wind
come up the list. So
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs is the top one if you adjust for inflation. That's like $5 billion.
BoxOfficeMojo.com, there's a plug for them, says that Gone with the Wind is the highest adjusted for inflation.
Well, maybe we should have Box Office Mojo and TheNumbers.com fight.
I guess so.
Maybe IMDb could be the mediator referee.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
We really are nerdy, aren't we?
But
it's a little more obvious when other people are here.
Everybody out
this.
There just noticed I've been quiet for a little bit.
Eric doesn't want to humiliate himself.
No. You guys are great.
Okay, so Eric, why don't
you
tell us?
I'm a big fan of you guys.
So let's clarify, though. All our movies are domestic gross.
Yes, not international.
Adjusted, not adjusted for inflation.
Exactly.
So
just domestic.
Money. Just the money.
Okay, so that's one that's really good and it deserves all of the money that it earned.
Okay.
Now let's give an example of one that's really crappy that got horrible box office flop money amounts it deserved it.
I have Lady in the Water on my list, but we already talked about that. I also, another one that I just saw that I hated was Bangkok Dangerous.
Awful. We were talking the other day. I was talking to Tony and Bundy when we went to the movies the other day about how with Nicolas Cage, it's a 50-50 shot. Either it's really good or really crappy.
Not these days. Yeah.
These days, it's like a 5%.
Crappy after crappy.
Back in the old days, it was a 75% maybe. He's done some good stuff before.
I like Face Off.
But he's not reliable.
Yeah, I liked Face Off. I liked
Honeymoon in Vegas.
Honeymoon in Vegas. That's got to be my favorite.
I like The Family Man. Yeah. I like all those. Mm-hmm. But anyway, how about maybe we could play a clip.
Okay, what clip do you want, Kevin?
I
want
to play the clip from this movie that on American Idol a couple of years ago, they had movie theme song night, and they could sing a song from a movie or a musical.
Uh-huh.
And almost all the contestants picked this one movie, and I'm like, why? It's number, right there, number 10.
Number 10.
Tell me if you recognize
this
theme music.
Okay, this one I was not expecting, but as you say that now, I remember them doing this on American Idol.
This is my big
terrible.
Surprise, my surprise.
Terrible.
One.
Just keep on stepping, and you'll come be just fine. Yes, that is Michael Jackson singing.
I think that was actually season 2 of American Idol, and there were like 8 people left, and 4 of them sang songs from The Wiz. I'm like,
I don't understand.
Why The Wiz?
I love Diana Ross. I love Michael Jackson with all of their flaws and glories, but come on.
I think we talked about this earlier. I hate Wizard of Oz. I just don't get it. But this one actually is worse. It's hard to take a really, really bad movie and make it worse.
Now, did that one not earn very much money then?
That one
Or was
made,
that just, it earned what was appropriate?
It made $13 million, and I think
it came out like in the 70s, didn't it?
Its budget was about 3 times that, though.
Oh, see, that's the thing. If a movie makes a lot of money and you're like, wow, it earned $70 million, but it has a $100 million budget, that's
right,
bad.
Right, right. If The Wiz had only cost $5, which I originally thought maybe it did, then I wouldn't have said that that was a disaster.
Well, that's like the Blair Witch Project that I brought up during Scary Movies, because I still like it
that,
as well.
I almost put that on my list, but we already talked about it.
Well, because they made it for $35,000 and it grossed $140.5 million.
That was a producer scam. They scammed us all. They scammed the public.
No, it's so good. I watch it every Halloween it was, in the forest. Yeah.
Thank
when,
you,
Eric. When I watched that, I was like, oh, these guys got my money. Oh, man.
You're invited to come back again, Eric. keep up the good work.
I got two fists of fury
well,
for both of
you. Well, let's move. Now you get an idea of what we're talking about. Movies that deserve to make a lot were like Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, like movies like The Sixth Sense, stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that
Dark
one was
Knight.
Good. That was back in M. Night's heyday.
Movies that clearly didn't. We have like The Love Guru. Lady in the Water, yeah. You don't agree with me. Battlefield Earth, we agree on.
Speaking of John
Showgirls.
Travolta. Showgirls. Showgirls. Okay. I watched that and I was like, Jesse Spano, put some clothes on. Come on. That movie was, okay, I have to go off on Showgirls right now. That movie was so terrible.
Oh, awful.
It was everything that everyone ever said it was.
Do you remember that specific scene in the Caesars Forum when they're having a conversation, they're kind of, it made no sense at all.
I don't remember that.
I actually watched
how
it.
Are you, how are you remembering specific bits of dialogue from a movie called Showgirls? I'm sorry to wonder about that.
Careful, Kevin. My girlfriend listens to this radio station.
Yeah, that all movie right. was really bad, though. As much as I enjoy Gina Gershon.
Oh,
but
really?
Yeah, I kind of do. I don't know why. She intrigues me.
I liked her in that movie, Bound. That was kind of interesting.
I have no idea what movie that
no,
is. What is that?
It's a lesbian movie.
Maybe that's
one
why I haven't
one of the best
seen...
lesbian
okay,
movies ever
you're
made.
You're harassing your brother about dialogue from Showgirls, and you're referencing lesbian movies?
It's not an erotic film. It's like a cash heist kind of movie.
Like a monster? They just,
yeah. Like Gigli? She was a lesbian in
Gigli.
That.
Gigli. Did you say Gigli?
Gigli.
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 Gigli. No, that's not how you say it.
No, but I like to.
Oh, okay. Well, this is going to be my tradition.
Okay.
I'm going to find a way to work this in every show from
Indiana
now on.
Indiana Jones 4?
Why'd you ruin it?
Like they couldn't tell, Kevin.
No.
Sorry, go ahead.
Okay,
have your
the movie
moment.
That made way more than it deserved to is Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull at $317 million.
Oh, man. How did... Oh, that makes me sigh and shake my head.
Let's just sigh and then we'll move on, okay. Okay, what are you thinking, George? All right, you have this on your good list, and I have it on my bad.
What in the world is that music? Your phone is ringing.
Eric's phone.
Hey, I'm not professional at this.
Okay.
I feel like Robin in the other room on the Howard Stern show.
I thought we had a caller.
I got distracted, Kevin. Tell me what you said again.
I said a movie that I think made way too much. It's not that I didn't like it, but I don't think it's worth... 600 million or 1.8 globally is Titanic.
I love Titanic.
Love it that much that it deserved to make $1.8 billion?
Yes, I
no
do
way.
Concede it didn't deserve that many Oscars, but I thought it was good for everyone to see. And maybe it's the girl in me saying that, but it was romantic, Kevin. Even though Billy Zane was retarded in it. I shouldn't say that.
It wasn't
even though
that
I didn't
romantic.
Like Billy Zane's acting. No way.
You
She's
can't
like,
say
this
retarded.
This is where we first met.
You know the,
and it was all romantic when they're about to die. It
I
was
need,
very
I need
impassioned.
To teach you some politically correct language. It's now people with differing abilities. Or
differing.
Or differently abled.
Okay, thank
Not
you for
Billy
being my
Zane
teacher.
Not Billy Zane is retarded. What's that line you like from Something About Mary so much where Matt Dillon...
I can't say that on the air, Kevin.
Okay,
just
I'll
edit
say it.
It
then. He says...
Yippee-ki-yay, mother.
No, he says, Matt Dillon says something like, I love retards. And then he laughs and then he's like, every time...
Kevin...
I'll edit it, but he says, every time I see one of those goofy guys, it puts a smile on my face.
Let's go back, though. I like Billy Zane, you know. I think his best movie, what was that, Sniper 2?
Oh, I was thinking Tales from the Crypt, Demon Knight.
No, that was good.
I used to have a Russian friend, and he's like, I want to go to the movies. I want to go see Demon Knight. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, Demon Knight, Demon Knight.
So he was a fan of Billy Zane then?
I don't know.
I don't know. My roommate had a huge crush on him, so
gay,
she came too.
Really, so he might have.
Billy Zane is gay?
No, my Russian
friend. Oh, your friend
was. He is a good-looking man, though, I would say.
Billy Zane is handsome, yes. But when he's like, I hope you enjoy your time together, that's a silly line.
I like that a lot better than, Jack, come back.
Oh, Kevin.
How did I
come
do that?
Do you remember when that movie first came out? It came in a VHS 2 tape edition.
Yes, I know. It did.
It only should have made half the money it made, because if I ever watched that movie, I only put in the second tape. Because that's when the ship starts sinking.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah.
That's the only good part, when the ship and people are like falling off and hurting themselves.
It is dramatic. You got to admit, the special effects in that were really snazzy.
That part was good.
It was real good.
The rest of it wasn't, though.
No, it was still good.
I don't know.
I didn't like the old lady very much, though. And I'm like, what the?
Didn't
why
she
is
she
throwing
the Oscar?
That in the water?
That's Gloria Stewart.
I was mad at her. I wanted to punch her.
Gloria Stewart, one of the oldest people to ever win. Did she win the Oscar? Or just?
I don't know. I still wanted to punch her,
though.
I don't
know. Lionel Grady was just telling me this was one of his great predictions of all time. He said, Titanic won't make any money at all. he said he was watching the trailer one time, and he's like, nobody's going to watch that. It's 3 hours long, and everybody knows exactly what's going to happen.
So for all of his students...
Benjamin Button felt like 3 hours long.
So those people that
it
paid...
It was long. It was good, but it was long. It was real long.
I mean, you can't make that much money unless people are going to that movie 4, 5, 6 times.
I went
in
three
the
times opening weekend.
I knew it.
The first time I went with roommates, the second time I went with my sister, the third time we even took my mom. I know. Yeah. Even topless Kate Winslet, everything. I was like, Mom, just get over it. I also took my dad to Saving Silverman.
Yeah.
I'm like, Neil Diamond fan.
Yeah, I like Neil Diamond.
That's a good one.
All right, let's do one more of these, and then we'll move to the other category. I have to do this for Stacy because we both hate this movie.
Okay.
Okay. This one right here. Can you play that clip? Maybe we'll get a call.
Yes,
can we do a giveaway?
Sure. So if you can identify this, 586-7975, give us a call and we'll give you a gift certificate to the City Cafe and Deli.
I love you, Molly. I've always loved you.
Ditto.
Oh, ditto.
That's like the stupidest response to an I love you. Ditto.
Well, we have a caller. Let's see if they can identify it. Hello, can you identify the movie?
Yes, I can.
What is it?
Ghost.
Ghost.
Oh, come on. Don't say it with so much enthusiasm. You got to say like, oh, yeah, that one. That's Ghost.
No, it's amazing. Well, I love that one. That one's romantic, too. I think you're just not sentimental, Kevin.
Hey, what's your name, sir?
This be Trevor Smith.
Trevor Smith. How old are you?
Wait a minute. I know Trevor Smith, I think.
Yeah,
are you married to one of my students? You were playing basketball the other day?
That's correct.
Oh,
wow.
How you doing? Good
hey,
job.
Trevor. Yeah. How many times do you watch that movie a week, Trevor?
A week?
Hey, whenever it's on TBS, I'll watch it.
Oh, really?
So that's twice, three times a
you know
week
what?
Easily?
Angie, I disagree with my brother. I liked Ghost. I
really?
Did.
Yeah. I thought it was good, especially too when like all the little black shadow people are all coming out of the ground. It was scary.
I liked your reenactment much better than the movie.
No, the scariest part is when the guy gets hit with that piece of glass trying to get out the window.
Oh, that was sick.
Yeah.
Oh,
I've never crawled through a window the same way.
I admit I like that part where he just kind of dies on the glass there.
Well, and yeah. He deserved
and
it. He was a bad guy.
Away.
And then it got taken away by the
wait,
back guys.
Wait, we forgot about Trevor. Is he still on the line? Sorry, Trevor. Okay, tell him where he can pick up his gifts or two.
You can get it from the cashier's office anytime they're open. We'll drop it off for you after the show.
All right, thanks, Trevor.
Good job, Trevor. Thanks for calling. We totally did forget about him. Sorry.
He was just sitting there. All
okay, right. Let's move on to the movies that made too little.
Okay, I got a big list, but let me pick... I'm going to go with, that one, number 7.
I can't see what you're pointing at.
Oh,
don't
on.
Say it out loud, Angie.
Okay, I actually have never even seen this movie,
maybe
so
Eric
I'm going to have to
know.
Listen.
I'm quizzing Eric because he doesn't
okay,
know this.
Okay, Eric, see if you can identify
you don't
this.
Get well, I can't see anything. I'm like Robin in the other room, remember?
I know.
Yes.
You can't
so
see
just,
anything.
So just listen.
I have no idea what you guys are doing.
Listen.
What's in the case?
That information is necessary.
Is it heavy? Is it explosive? Is it chained to some unlucky bloke's wrist? We're going to have to chop it off? I mean,
all right.
What is it?
But I'm not under any obligation to let you know.
If you are not, then the price has got to go up. I'll get you the case, but the price has got to go
up. Angie, I already
know
who this is.
It's going to be amateur night. I want $100,000. I want it up front. I want it in a bank account. I want another $100,000 when you get the case.
Ooh, that does sound interesting.
All right, Eric.
Okay.
What is it? Pressure's on.
Do you guys really think I don't know what this is?
Yeah, I don't think you do.
You don't? It's obviously Robert De Niro and Ronin.
Ah.
Oh, good job. Good job.
That's a great one. You know,
I love that movie. That's one of the latest movies where it has a car chase scene that is decent.
Yeah, oh, it's the best car chase scene since French Connection and Bullet. Yeah.
Oh, and that's a compliment.
And then Ronin. Those are the three. The big three.
Plus, I don't know why I get so satisfied seeing French marketplaces getting annihilated, you know?
Oh!
You're American. You're so American. Hating the French.
I do like those movies that have sort of a European feel to them. They're all kind of like dirty and everything.
Though I thought it was inaccurate when they were doing that deal with the guys with the case at the Colosseum. I'm like, that place is always so swarmed with tourists. You can't have a gunfight at the Colosseum.
I don't know. It's a cool backdrop, though.
Oh, it's excellent. I love the movie.
I might have to check that out because I recognized that it was Robert De Niro's voice, but I didn't know the movie. Yeah. So thank you for enlightening me, Stein
right,
Brothers.
Let's do one of yours, Angie.
I like? I like a lot of them. Okay, so here is one that I really like that's from 1996. That I think was very underrated. It is called Fear. Now, when everyone is like, Mark Wahlberg can't act, Reese Witherspoon is stupid, I'm like, shut up and go watch Fear. I love Fear so much, I can't even get over it. The premise of it.
Why don't you talk about Mark Wahlberg's Oscar-winning performance in Departed? Didn't he win for that? I think he did.
I think he did. And
you
he's
always
amazing
refer
in that.
To Fear, though.
I know, because Fear is that good. It should have won all sorts of awards, Kevin. It was so underrated. But even William Peterson from CSI, he's even it. It's his dad, her dad. Yeah, but anyway, the premise of it is it's kind of a fatal attraction for the teenage set in the mid-90s. So it has an excellent soundtrack with music from Bush and stuff, too. But it was really good, and he was really scary, and she was like all vulnerable, whatever, because she's a teenage girl, as they usually are. But it was really well done and really scary and suspenseful. And I have had so many friends I've had to show it to.
It's a solid, solid B movie.
Yeah. No, it's a B. B plus.
It's a good. B no. Plus. It's a good movie, but it's not a great movie.
Hey, for all you students of Kevin's, a B is actually a good grade. So.
Exactly.
If you're a graduate student, it's like a failing grade almost.
Okay. Well, here's another one then that I think that you might agree with. The remake of 310 to Yuma.
I love it.
Okay,
oh, excellent.
Seriously phenomenal, but it only made $53.6 million is it.
That's not bad for a Western,
it's
though.
True, because I compared to Tombstone made 56.5, so it was within the Tombstone radius.
What about like...
But I still think that movie was seriously phenomenal to me.
It was excellent. It was absolutely wonderful.
Mm-hmm. It's one of the few remakes, too, that I think far surpasses the original, because in the original it was still like in the 50s era of where it's all black and white and happily ever after, whereas this one was more appropriate to the story and the characters that it ended well.
Yeah.
I wish I could argue with you, but okay, well good, there you go.
Hey, what about Appaloosa? That was the last Western movie.
I hope that made ten dollars
because
no, but Eric, you're way behind. We're talking about movies that made too little that deserve to make more.
I know
you did not like Appaloosa, did you?
I hated it.
That was so boring.
And I even begged my girlfriend to go with me. I'm like, just go. You know, because we kind of trade off. I'll go to a chick flick, you go to a guy. And so I totally wasted my turn.
Now you're going to have to go see that he's not that into you or something next week, right?
Yeah. Awesome. Okay, but you did touch on something. Now, the highest grossing movie ever was Titanic, not according to inflation. What's the lowest one, Kevin? You told me this one. I did not know.
Oh, there's a good story behind this. I don't know if I have the pronunciation right, but it's Zizek's Road down in California, this horror sort of suspense movie.
Yeah.
It made $30.
For reals. And it has people who are decent in it. Like, well, Katherine Heigl's in it.
And
you would
Tom
think the Grey's
Sizemore
Anatomy people. And I love Tom Sizemore. Yeah. But
except
it made
for that one,
$30.
But no, people always think that we're just making this up. Oh, that's an exaggeration.
No, it's
but
true. I got it from Variety.
It really did make $30. And the reason it did was they never intended to release it domestically, only foreign. But the Screen Actors Guild made them release it officially in the United States. So they played it 6 nights in a theater in Dallas, Texas. And they made $30 in 6 nights.
Yeah, and two of those tickets were from cast members.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So it was even people paying to see their own work.
So it's a legitimate statistic, and it's really embarrassing.
That actually makes me sad.
Like, I'm
not even joking. That actually makes me heartsick.
It does?
Yeah, I just feel bad for people who try and, you know.
And fail?
Okay, I don't care.
But sometimes it can be a good thing. Like when Halle Berry accepted her Razzie Award for Catwoman, that was nice. I thought that was tender. She's like, yeah, I know it was terrible. Thanks for the award.
Don't you like it when they admit it?
Yes.
I love it.
Yep.
I don't know.
Exactly. Okay, any last thoughts, Stein brothers?
Oh, not really. Do you have any?
Eric?
Oh, Angie, I just got your friend invite on Facebook. I just remembered. I got to confirm that. No, that's my last note.
Okay. So next week, Kevin, do you know what we have, or is it going to be a surprise for us all?
I think I remember. I think it's an all Bill Murray week. Because we were having
what about Bob?
I know. Remember, we did the comedy Oscars a couple months ago, and we wanted to put all of our five best picture winners as Bill Murray movies.
So
let's just save a day for Bill Murray.
Right. We can do it for Kevin Bacon. We can do it for Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys can take a whole show just talking about Stripes alone.
There are a couple bad ones, though. Be ready. Even though I love Bill Murray. Couple bad ones.
It's true. So, it's true. But overall, we don't even care.
He was not
an Indiana
Jones in the Kingdom of the Crystal.
So there you go.
So that's a feather in his cap right there.
All right. Why don't we go ahead and say our email address one more time for the mailbag?
Okay. It's movietimepodcast@gmail.com.
So go ahead and keep writing your comments and sending messages and things, and we will share them on the air.
That's right. And you'll get a prize too, right?
Yes, you will.
Okay.
All right, Angie. Thanks for letting me on.
Thank you, Eric.
Appreciate
it. Thank you both for being here.
This has been a production of Movie Time with Kevin Stein here on Angie's regular air shift.